The major was 200 meters east of the carnage, standing off from the rest of his people, watching the battle. Lines of warriors met the onslaught of the ants without the help of the barricade, at the mouth of the channel blown through the center of the maze. The ants, jammed together in the middle of the channel for some reason, were growing steadily toward them as rolling dead piles. Felix was impressed. They were really holding, for now. The major had been standing with ponderous armored arms crossed over his chest. He loosened one and pointed past the battle to the foot of the knuckle just visible over the dust.
"That's the last spot we can see to cover you, Scout. See it? Looks like a saddle or a bench."
"Yes."
The major looked at him. "We'll use the last of the cannon fire to cover your approach down the side of the little highway we've made, but we won't be able to help you in there. That ridge blocks our line of fire. But the people you're taking should be able to hold them off you long enough to plant the charge."
"Yes."
"Do it, Felix,"
said Fowler from beside them. Her voice held muffled urgency alongside cheerleading.
"Do it. We're all counting on you to..."
Felix regarded her blandly.
"To what?"
Fowler shrugged uneasily.
To do the job. We're all counting on you."
"You mean you're all counting on me to throw Bailey down that hole, don't you?"
"Yes,"
she whispered.
"Shut up, Felix," snapped the major. "That doesn't help, and we can't hold them much longer."
Felix looked again at the line of blazing warriors. He saw them then as the desperate people they were. He felt the proximity of their panic. "They're not heroes," he thought. "They're stuck." And he knew that they would never hold for his retreat. Once they reached the hive, they would be alone. His group was forming up beside them, a dozen warriors, Bolov. Fowler faced Bolov.
"All set?"
"Yeah,"
said Bolov, nodding shortly.
"They all know what to do?"
she persisted.
"Yeah." "What about Bailey?"
Felix asked. Bolov shrugged, looked at the sand between them.
"I think we'd better hurry."
Felix nodded.
"Okay, where is he?"
Bolov gestured toward the warriors.
"Tears got him." "You do it."
Bolov nodded.
"Okay."
Felix sighed.
"Better get him."
Bolov nodded again, turned to obey. Felix regarded the warriors shifting nervously, all eyes on the battle, or on him. He turned away. The lines were still holding, the rolling, twittering exoskeleton still coming on. He felt something he couldn't pin down. Not eagerness, of course, and not simple excitement. Anticipation?